go again.
Excellent!
I demand more!
89.7 WTBR-FM. Pittsfield.
Deftones, My Own Summer, in parentheses, Shove It. This is Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
And I'm Riley.
And this is 1997 episode.
No, mic isn't on.
Your mic is on.
I can't hear myself at all.
I can hear you just fine.
I can't hear you.
You're making the little things, maybe your headphones aren't working. You know what? We'll deal with that later.
Whatever.
Assume everything is working.
Everything's working, guys.
So this,
Don't worry.
So this is it. This is the show, the 1997 show. What do you think of Deftones, Riley? Sacramento's second greatest band.
It's their first greatest band.
I've mentioned them twice already on the show. It's Cake.
Cake?
Yes.
Weird. They're fine.
They're fine?
Deftones are fine? I think I own this album.
I think you do own this album. For whatever reason, you're a big Deftones fan, and that's fine.
I'm not a big Deftones fan. Deftones are fine.
We got a lot of good 1997 music headed your way. This is a good year. This is hard to pick. It's hard to cut it down to 18 songs, but we did it. Well, I did it. A little help from Riley.
didn't pick any of these songs.
I think you picked one. We'll get to it. Oh, you picked the album. You picked the Deep Dive album. Over my objections. Coming up, we're going to have some Offspring. Before that, we're going to have a little Chumbawamba.
A little what?
Chumbo, they're British. It's a British band.
Okay.
And of course, song two on our Zennial Yearbook 1997 is, of course, song two by Blur.
Listen up.
That was Gone Away by The Offspring. Before that, we had Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba. It's hard to remember which order to say those words. And leading off the set, we had Song 2 by Blur. What do you know about any of that?
I knew none of those songs.
Get out of here. Not even Song 2? The Woohoo song?
Oh, I didn't know that song.
All right. There's a fun fact about that song. Is it fun?
Of course there's a fun fact. There's always a fun fact.
You tell me, EA, the Electronic Arts, which is a software company, perhaps you've heard of them, they make a bunch of sports games. Yeah, you. I'm talking to you. You heard of those guys?
No.
Anyway, they made a game called FIFA 98, which is like it's a soccer game. They really wanted Blur to let them license Song 2. They were ready to pay top dollar to get that song on the FIFA 98 video game. But Blur decided they had too much money already. They had more money than they knew what to do with. So they said, why don't we just get some tickets to the 1998 World Cup final? So they just got tickets to the 1998 World Cup final.
That's so weird.
It's pretty silly. They could have had a bunch of money and then bought the tickets and then had more money, but they didn't need any more money. So that's my fun fact. Was it fun? You tell me.
Not really.
That's fine. All right. Let's have we'll do a couple other interesting things that happened in 1997. Speaking of sports, we'll stick with sports. The first game of the WNBA happened in 1997. The New York Liberty defeated the Los Angeles Sparks in Inglewood, California. They beat them 67-57. How about that? Fantastic. here's All We Need Peace.
Just need watching you drown, watching you scream, quiet or loud. And maybe you should sleep, and maybe you just need a friend as clumsy as you.
Hey, that was another abrupt ending. That was Whitetown with Your Woman. Before that, we had Clumsy by Our Lady Peace. You got any input on those?
No, not really.
No, not really. Well, you've
I only heard the last one before, but I don't know where it's from.
It's from 1997. Fresh off
that's not
the 1997 boat. So what have you been doing? You've been out of school for a whole week now. What are you up to?
Nothing.
Just nothing?
Yeah.
Hanging out? Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome. Awesome. Well, guess what? Time for some more interesting things from 1997. Deep Blue. You ever heard of Deep Blue?
No.
It's a computer program, a chess-playing computer program, and it defeated Garry Kasparov for the first time. The first time a computer had ever beaten a chess world champion. And that's the day that the computers basically took over the world. In case you were wondering.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in 1997. So, with that, we'll go play some commercials, and then we'll get back to the music in a couple of minutes. This is Xennial Yearbook on WTBR-FM.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Pass it on.
Today my bank made a big mistake, but I forgave them. My server spilled water on me, but I forgave him. My toddler drew lipstick on the wall. Was I ever mad? It got me thinking, I can forgive my bank and my server, but I'm upset with my own kid? I mean, what's most important here? So, tonight, the two of us are doing lipstick art. On paper. Forgiveness is in you.
Pass it on.
From PassItOn.com.
Hey, water lovers. This is Leslie Gabriel, your water ambassador, host of And So It Flows. Our water music and water culture brings water outside the cup. Moisten your ears every Tuesday at 2 p.m. here at WTBR 89.7 FM. Love your water.
In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.
Hi, it's Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield, and I also host the Cultural Pittsfield radio show on WTBR. It airs every Friday at 8:30 in the morning. Stay tuned to learn all about the arts and culture scene for the city of Pittsfield and beyond. We hope you listen in every Friday at 8:30 on 89.7 FM WTBR.
Still paying for that monthly gym membership? How about that streaming service you never watch? Why not support WTBR-FM instead? For just $8.97 a month, you could show your support for our community radio station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click donate. It's as easy as that. We need to support this station to keep it on the air, and every little bit helps. WTBR-FM, for the love of radio.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we're helping to stop food waste. Save the food. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
You hear that, Boris?
I'm not deaf, Natasha. Dumb maybe, but not deaf.
Send me some kind of
feeling and healthy feeling. I believe in the faith that grows, and the full I go can make me cry. When I'm with you, I feel like I could die, and that would be alright, alright. And when the plague came in, she said she was crossing the velvet ribbons in the sea, which ripped on the earth to feel alive. But now I'm struggling to survive those days you were wearing that velvet dress. You're the priestess, I must confess. Those little red panties, they passed the test. Plugs up around the belly, face down on the mattress. One, and you hold me, and we are broken. Still excited, I wanna feel just a little. Now feel myself heavy off the ground. I'm scared, I'm not coming down. No, no. And I won't run from my life. She's got a touchdown locked down in a smile, but nothing is alright, alright. I want something else to get me through this life, baby. I want something else. Not listening when you say
was Semi-Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind.
Guess who's seeing Third Eye Blind this year? We're seeing Third Eye Blind this year.
Oh my gosh, are we seeing Third Eye Blind this
and
year?
Guess who's not seeing Third Eye Blind this year? You guys. Because we're better than you and we get to see Third Eye Blind at Saratoga and it's going to be awesome.
I mean, I guess I'm on the hook for taking you to see Third Eye Blind now.
You already were.
I mean, maybe. With Yellow Card at SPAC. It's supposed to be a good show.
Yep. It's going to be awesome.
So, yeah.
You guys aren't going to be there.
Another Bay Area band, Third Eye Blind. Stephen Jenkins, the lead singer of Third Eye Blind, gave the valedictory address at UC Berkeley for the English department in 1987. What do you think of that?
It's weird.
Means that guy can write. He's a pretty good songwriter. Now, now is the time in the show. We do our big, deep album dive. Riley got to pick the album.
I actually don't remember what album it is.
It is The Color and the Shape by Foo Fighters.
I did check that.
You did. And it's a good 1997 album. So we'll hear three tracks. Two that you almost certainly know. And one, if you have the album and you were there, you'll know it. If you were there in 1997, that is. Some people might not. We're going to start off with one of the big hits, My Hero.
We'll be right back.
Walking After You by the Foo Fighters. Before that, we had Everlong and also My Hero by Foo Fighters. Pretty solid album. That album, The Color and the Shape.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks for forcing my hand into playing that song. Oh, man. What else happened in 1997? I'll tell ya. There was a big news story out of Japan. But some kids suffered some epileptic attacks after watching an episode of a mystery show, which we didn't know at the time.
I thought it was Pokemon.
Well, we know it's Pokemon now, but then we just knew that there was some show that was so great that kids would watch it, and they would have these episodes.
Gotta kill them all.
And then, you know, it turned out just to be Pokemon. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's a good show.
That's actually legendary.
I'd watch that.
Me too.
Speaking of shows, South Park started its debut on Comedy Central in 1997. Still going strong after 25-ish years, I would say. Pretty good. What else? Oh, and Princess Diana. You ever heard of her?
Yeah.
She was the princess. Yeah. She was killed in a car crash. She was chased by paparazzi, which is a big deal over in England. We don't so much have paparazzi here. I guess we kind of do, but we're not too crazy about it. I don't know. Maybe we are. Maybe I blame the internet.
Okay.
Anywho, back to the music. We got a band out of San Jose. It's discovered by a local radio station. I guess it's local to San Jose. A San Jose radio station, KOME, who have since apologized for releasing this band on to the world. It's Smash Mouth. This is Walking on the Sun.
Tears because the baby's life has been revoked. The bond is broke, got so choke up and focus on the close up. Mr. Wizard can't reform. No god like Hocus Pocus. So don't sit back, kick back, and watch the world get bushed. Whack news that's in your neighborhood is under attack. Put away the crack before the crack put you away. You need to be there when your baby's old enough to relay. So don't delay. Supplies are running out. Alive if you're still alive. 6 to 8 years to arrive. And if you follow them, it'd be out tomorrow. But if the offer's shun, you might as well.
sucks me in, it sucks, it works. I guess it's cool to be alone. Will you never rest? Find a battle, who could care less? Every day you wake up late. Sometimes I wish I was that way. About your masterpiece.
Yeah.
Watch the Rockford Files. We call to see if Paul can score some weed. Do you never rest? Fight a battle, who could care less?
Ben Folds 5 with the Battle of Who Could Care Less. Before that, we had Walking on the Sun by Smash Mouth. I can't believe we never heard that song before.
Why would I have heard that song before?
Because it was incredibly popular. It was very popular.
Okay.
All right. Well, you can just believe me. Now, I think it's about time to take a quick break. We'll pay some bills, as they say. We'll get back to the music. This is Zenino Yearbook on WTBR FM Pittsfield. It's 1997. We'll be right back.
89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield.
It's a whole new way of life.
Well, let's hear it.
What's your vision?
My vision is 20/200.
Light perception in the right eye, zero vision in the left eye.
No. What's your vision?
My goal is to become a journalist.
To be able to work.
Financial independence.
At the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind, we believe that all people who are blind or visually impaired should have the opportunity to work and thrive. To learn how we can help you meet your employment or workforce goals, call 800-392-6450 or visit mass.gov/mcb.
At Pittsfield Community Television, we have a saying, anyone can learn to create television. With the support of trained production staff, we can teach you how to professionally operate a camcorder, use editing software to tell a story, work as a team in a production studio, and take those skills into the community. If you've been curious as to how video production works, we'd love to have you as a member. Visit us online at pittsfieldtv.org or call us at 445-4234 for more information.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sondrini.com.
Larry Krepke here from Nothing But Old 45s, inviting you to check out my brand new show here on WTBR called Sweet Country Music. Some of the best country music ever recorded, like Dolly Parton, Alan Jackson, Patsy Cline, and a lot more. Plus, every show contains a comedy segment that'll put a smile on your face. Sweet Country Music, 11 a.m. Sunday mornings here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Sweet Country Music.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Attention, whoever you are, this channel is reserved for emergency calls only.
No, lady, do I sound like I'm ordering a pizza?
They don't want to go. That was Volcano Girls by Veruca Salt. And this is Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
And I'm Riley.
And this is 1997. We got a couple more hits from 1997. What do you think of Volcano Girls, Riley?
I already knew that song.
I mean, that's cool that you know it, but is
oh, yeah, it's a good song.
Oh, see, there you go. See? Riley approved. All right, we're going to play some Green Day next. But before that, We're going to play some Boss Tones, The Rascal King.
Well, he was viewed by a lack through inspiration from and made so many problems to crack and miles to fade. Crooked was the path and brazen was the walk. A cocky swagger up the ladder, who could he ever talk? Last around, do it again. The rascal came behind the bars of the bar in front of them. Last around, do it again. The rascal came behind the bars of the bar in front of them. For the love of God and constant contradictions and just a smile, wink and nod. Stranger fact of fiction and never ceasing to amaze. On a regular basis, first hand into his pocket, or first fist into the face. And it's the last to run, do it again. The rascal king behind the bars of the bar in front of them. Last to run, and who's to play? Politics or just a game? Well, in the end, they knew his name. Last around, do it again. And it's the rascal king behind the bars of the one in front of them. Well, it's the last around, do it again. And it's the rascal king behind the bars of the one in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Joe Armstrong just said a bad word, but I promise me you won't tell anyone.
Oh my gosh.
Shh. Just be quiet.
It would seem more like a yell. That was Hitchin' a Ride by Green Day. Before that, we had The Rascal King by the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. And we are wrapping up our 1997 show. What happened in 1997? The first spacecraft began exploration of Mars, the NASA's Pathfinder mission. Did you know about that?
Probably.
I know, right? You were born into a world where we're already exploring other planets.
Okay.
Must be nice.
That's fun.
Speaking of spaceships, the Heaven's Gate cult. You ever heard of them?
No.
They were a cult, a religious cult.
I can tell.
Outside of San Diego in 1997. That participated in a mass suicide because they believed that a spaceship was in the wake of a comet, the Hale-Bopp comet, that was going to transport them to a higher plane of existence.
Well, did it work?
I don't think so. But there's only one way to find out, and that is to commit mass suicide. But don't do that, because, you know, it probably didn't. So here we are, wrapping up 1997 with a little bit of Sugar Ray. Before that, we're going to have a little bit of The Chemical Brothers. It's a good track. Riley, do you know this song?
No.
It's got a nice long intro. This is Block Rock and Deep.
Back with another one of those block rocking beats. Back with another one of those block rocking beats.
That was Block Rockin' Beats by the Chemical Brothers. That's kind of a long track.
No, it was that long.
One of those songs that your mom doesn't like. But
my mom doesn't like a lot of songs.
But I have my own radio show, so I can just play the things that I want to play.
Mom doesn't like any song. She's complaining because I was listening to Marilyn Manson today.
Which Marilyn Manson song was that?
I can't say it on the radio.
Oh. That one.
That one.
Very good. All right. Real quick. No, that's it. That's all the fun facts I have. That's all the fun facts I wrote down for the show.
Well, sorry to disappoint you, but we're out of fun facts.
Sorry, everybody. We're out of fun facts. Back to the music. We'll play a little bit of Sugar Ray, and then we'll wrap the show. Was Fly by Sugar Ray. Have you heard the rest of that? Have you heard that song before already?
No. Where would I have heard that song?
No way. That song's everywhere.
It's not.
So fun. I don't know if it's a fun fact, but that album, that whole Florida album by Sugar Ray from 97, it's mainly kind of a punk and new metal album.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure. That one song, Fly, is the only kind of upbeat song that's like almost ska-ish on the whole album. And it took off and they got super popular. And then they just went with it. So now all of Sugar Ray's music sounds more or less like that. Which isn't a bad thing. I like Sugar Ray.
Okay.
What do you think? You like that song?
No, not particularly.
Would you rather hear like more of the new metal songs by Sugar Ray?
I mean, it depends.
I guess it depends. Something to check out. Anyway, thanks everyone. This has been fun. A fun, harrowing episode. This is 1997, Zennial Yearbook. We are on Instagram. We are on Threads. We are on all the Zucker platforms. Catch us again next week. We're going to end the show with a little bit of Nine Inch Nails. Everyone's favorite. Everyone have a good week. Stay safe out there. Later.
My head, but my head is unraveling. Can't keep control, can't keep track of where it's traveling. I got my heart, but my heart's no good. And you're the only one that's understood. I come along, but I don't know where you're taking me. I shouldn't go, but you're reaching, dragging, shaking me. Turn off the sun, pull the stars from the sky. The more I give to you, the more I die.
as much fun.